I believe all three readings for the 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time this weekend talks about generosity. And how do we are to understand generosity? Generosity oftentimes means it involves trust. Knowing that God is in control and we have to be generous enough to let God be in control. Oftentimes we want control ourselves. Oftentimes we want things ourselves according to what we want, according to the stipulations, the limitation, the regulations, and the desires that we have set out. I don't know about you, but I struggle with it a lot. I remember when I began my seminary formation, I wanted to change my family for the better. I wanted them to be holier, to be more zealous in going to church, dedicate their time to the church even more. Yet little did I know that what the pious but very selfish projection of what I want of them. And I remember going to my spiritual director, and he told me, "Koy, that is not your job. That's God's job. Let him do his work. Your job is to live your faith and to pray for your family. Live your faith and pray for your family." And that is hard. We oftentimes want a lot of things to be done in our family, sometimes holy things, sometimes not so holy things. Sometimes we project our unfulfilled and unlived dreams in our children. As a matter of fact, a lot of sociologists and psychologists have said, look at all the sporting events that are going on nowadays. More and more of them are going on. And even a lot more activities at school and extracurricular activities that are being added each day to our young children. Perhaps we want to live the unfulfilled dream that was not lived in our own life and our own interaction with our parents. And we have the subconscious desires to outbeat our parents and becoming the best parents ever. And if we're not careful, we're gonna make our children into a little mini version of ourselves. And that is not our job. That's not our job. Our job is to live our faith and to pray for our children. And that asks us to be generous in trusting in God, in allowing God to do His work. What did that mean? To be blunt, step back, give up control, and let God be in control. It's not your job or my job to make our children and future generations become little mini version of ourselves, or to live out the unfulfilled dreams that we could never live. That is selfish, obsessive, and possessive. And we have to know that our children and grandchildren, even though they are ours, but they are not really ours, they belong to God. So we have to teach them the way of God and allow them to discover God and to grow up in the way that God had meant them to be. And that is why we heard in the gospel reading today, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. God is not asking you and I to abandon our family, but He is asking us not to put them at the end goal and the center of everything. To put God at the center of everything is much more important than to put any other created things. And that is hard. And that requires us to trust God, to step back and allow Him to be God. Trust me, it makes no human sense. It does not make any human sense. But I have learned the hard way, and I can share with you now. I have screwed up in trying to make my family be perfect. Never ain't gonna happen. As a matter of fact, my spiritual director slapped me in the butt and said, "You know what, Koi? Usually God let the family of priests be more screwed up than others to teach you humility. You're not in control. He is." And I can tell you, every family reunion I go to, sometimes I have to bite my tongue. And sometimes I have to be patient with some of my cousins, some of my relatives, who are not really living out the commandments. I have to love them and slowly just let my faith be true to who I am and be open whenever they want to have that conversation. But again, I'm not in control. God is in control, and all I can do is live my faith and trust, be generous enough to put my family in the hands of God and let Him take care of the rest. And I can tell you, beginning with my parents and with my brother, I can affirm with you that he does a better job than me. God does. When I began to pray for my family, and it took many, many years, but I see the result of that prayer. They have fell in love with their faith more, and my brother had become more and more dedicated to the works of the church. I never try to push my faith or demand that they have to be a certain way. Each night, I promise you, I have a list of people that I pray to. But some of the people in my list are my family, and this is how I pray for them. "My God, I offer up to you my grandfather, my uncles, my aunts, my relatives, especially my father, my mother, and my dad, and my brother. Take care of them, O Lord, and take care of them more than what I could do at this moment. I entrust them to you, and I ask you to sanctify them. Burn deep within their heart the love of you and the love of your neighbor. And I also pray for my mom's side of the family who are Buddhists. And I said, O Lord, if it's according to your will, I ask for the conversion of my mother's family." That's it. And I go to sleep, and I have to trust that God is in control. And I have to be generous enough to offer up my family to God and allow Him to be at work in my family. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes I want to do all these things because I think I know better than Him. But ultimately, He is in control, and He does much more of a better job than I do. So therefore, when the Lord asks us to love Him more than our father or mother, son or daughter, He's asking us to be generous in offering them to Him and allow Him to form them instead of what we want them to be. And that is hard, and that's required you and I, as parents and grandparents, to discern, to listen, to pray, and to reflect the will of God in each and every day of our family interaction. Are we seeking the will of God at each and every moment yet or not? Or are we just wanting to do things ourselves? And that asks us to be generous in putting God first, and also generous in putting God at the center of all that we do. So I'm asking you to go home and really think about this. Is God the center of your life and my life, the center of your family and my family yet or not? By simply looking at the hour and the time that we spend on different things. How much time do we spend on sport, on all these activities, and how much time do we really spend on prayer? on spiritual matters, and on things that are important in this life. We can only give God to other people and allow Him to be in control. And that requires a lot of generosity from us. And also, that generosity is twofold. Generosity to God is the first and foremost important, but generosity to other people too. Are we always demanding, seeking, wanting things our way? Have we generous? Have we been generous enough to give ourselves to serve other people? To serve the church? Oftentimes, I hear that, oh, the church is not doing this, the church is not doing that. And you can look around too. We have a lot of chiefs, but not a lot of Indians. We had a lot of people who complain things not being done. But when it comes time to volunteer to help out around the parish, the same old volunteers show up and sometimes they get tired. And you see within our parish too, they get older. So we see that we have to be generous in giving ourselves in service of the church and in service of our community, in service of our loved ones as well. In the first reading today, the widow was so generous to the prophet Elisha that it moved his heart to give her what she never asked for. Huh? Her generosity opened up the heart of the prophet so that he interceded for her and gave her what she needed. So our generosity, when we give the gifts of ourselves and really trust that God knows what we really need, not what we really want, I believe we will continue to mature and to grow more and more in our faith, in maturity of who we are deep inside, instead of what we want. My brothers and sisters, in the second reading today, St. Paul has said very clearly that we have died with Christ. We believe that we shall also live with Him. So are we living with Christ, or are we living with the world? My brothers and sisters, living with Christ and for Christ is hard. It's a daily, conscientious, and sometimes the willful act of choosing and putting God first. So I'm going to ask you and myself in particular, preaching to myself first, we need to be generous to God, trusting that He is in control, and forming our family, our loved ones, according to His will, and help them to discern His will in their lives. The greatest gift, the greatest act of generosity that we can give to our families is the gift of faith, the gift of God. And that generosity, that faith, moves us toward the generosity of serving those who are around us. We need more Indians. We need more workers. We need more collaborators. We need more people who are willing to put back into this world moral and godly values. We need people who are willing to live their faith. We need more generous laborers in the Lord's vineyard. And I pray that our parish, our church, will have more of those people who give the gifts of themselves to God and to everyone. May His will be done now and forever.